And on the tape, as she was listening to the song, this lady in the middle of it all just said, "Oh Lord, send help. Send help." That's all I need tonight, if we have the help of the Lord. And we're glad to be here. Glad for His blessing. And I mean that. I'm glad for His blessing. The praises that we hear, they're praises to Him. I've heard parents, you know, parents are bad about bragging about their children. They're bad. You know, my son the doctor, or my son the lawyer, or my son this, or my daughter that, or whatever. No one thinks any more of a young person. I don't care if they're 95, if mom's still living. Mom and dad thinks more of that young person than anyone else. We kind of like to build the accomplishments. But there's one thing, when we stand to praise or talk about a blessing I received, that isn't a personal accomplishment. I didn't reach any particular accomplishment in life on a Sunday night blessing. I touched God. That's all it is. And when I get up in the morning, I'm not saying I'm so proud of what I've done. I'm thankful for what He has done for me. I'm glad what He has brought me out of. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother David mentioned about coming out of alcoholism. That's not a look what I have done. It melts my heart every time I think what You have done for me, God. How You have kept me. What all He wants to do. Praise the Lord. There's no limit to His power. Thank the Lord. We had a boy in our Sunday school. His grandfather goes to our church. And he was telling me the other day, the boy was at his house swinging on a swing. And you know, a little boy barely get his feet on the ground. And how he can't hardly push himself. But he just barely moving enough that breeze was blowing in his face. And he knew he was swinging. And Brother Runyon went up to him and said, "Trellis, you want me to push you?" And Trellis looked up at his grandfather and said, "No. That I reckon I know how high I want to swing. I got it all figured out." Praise the Lord. I don't know if I should say it or not, but I think sometimes before church ever starts, we got in our mind how high I'm going to go tonight. And what I'm going to get tonight, you know, we've got it. And I say it, but I guess every time I say it, it's true. We got to categorize what nights we get what type of blessings. Some nights it's easy blessing. You know, just that felt good. Another night it was a go get it. Well, we got what we came for. I know how high I want to swing. I want the Lord just to get a hold of me and give me the biggest shove that I had in my life. Let it move up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's more than what I know how high I desire to swing, but how high God wants me to go. What He wants me to do. What He desires of my life. This is what I'm after. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Well, glory. We're glad to be here tonight. Appreciate these fellas in the church that invited us over. I guess these fellas, Brother Rutledge, invited us. But I think they asked, so we're glad, whoever asked, we're glad to be here. And just expecting a move of God. Hallelujah. The girls weren't in charge. That's right. I began to think maybe the fellas had something in for us, because every time we've been invited the last couple of years, when the girls have been in charge. So I'm glad to see there's no women lib or anything like that going on around here. But we are glad to be here. Worship the Lord tonight, as my wife said.
What makes a dying saint lift up his hand and thank God for all the years he was able to stand? Then with a weary sigh, a far away look in his eye, he begins to say this prayer, as if he's almost dead. Lord, put a white robe around me and give me a crown to wear. Let me your hand. Let me understand it forever. Oh, then lead me to my promised land. So if I stumble on life's shifting sand, just reach out, Lord, and let me take a hold of your hand. Though the mountains are so tall and the road is rough, oh, just one glimpse of my promised land, that will be enough. Oh, Lord, let a white robe around me and give me a crown to wear. Let me take your hand. Let me understand it's forever. Oh, then lead me to my promised land. Let me take your hand. Let me understand it forever. Oh, then lead me to my promised land.
Praise the Lord. I guess that the whole purpose of life is that when it's all over, I can stand at the end and say, go ahead now. Just robe me with your robes, God. Praise the Lord. I'd like us to stand tonight. And I don't know, I just feel this way. And I'd like us to sing a chorus that I know y'all sing a lot. But it's the way I feel in my heart tonight. And it just simply tells I am blessed. Hallelujah. Would you sing it tonight and reach out and touch him as we sing it? Hallelujah.
I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am. When I wake up in the morning, but I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, as we sing that, we're not saying that I don't have anything at all that I could. Brother Jackson, if we get together and really just open up, you know, we say, how are you doing? I say, fine. You say, fine. Everything good. But if we got together long enough, there'd be something I probably could find to complain about. I've had some problems. And the last couple of weeks, you know, there's some things that if I really stretch far enough, I could say, I wish this hadn't happened and that hadn't happened. And probably if we got together long enough, we'd leave with the frowns instead of, you know, saying how good things are. But I'm not saying I don't ever go through the valley or the dark times. But what I am saying, with the darkness, I'm still blessed. With the heartache, I'm still blessed. In the trial, I still rejoice because she is good to me. Hallelujah. Why don't you lift your hands and just thank God she's good. Hallelujah. I love you, God. Hallelujah. I love God. I love God. I love God. name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. You may be seated tonight. God bless you. It just feels good to be able to sit with saints of God and reach out to God. Hallelujah. Reach out to God. I'd like to read tonight, if you have your Bibles. I'd like to read from, first of all, Mark chapter 6. And read verse 51 and 52. And then also from the 6th chapter of John, verses 11 and 12. Mark chapter 6, verse 51 and 52, first of all. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered. For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. They were amazed beyond measure, because they considered not the miracle of the loaves. John chapter 6, verse 11 and verse 12, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as many as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. And I would like tonight, I would like to talk about, I guess, a tremendous subject, just simply a basket of fragments. A basket of fragments. Hallelujah. I have tried at times to put myself in the places or the position that during the days when the miracles of the Lord transpired. I've tried to think what my response would be if I would have been right beside the Lord. And I can get pretty excited reading about it. What would have it been to have been right beside him when he opened blind eyes or when he called dead individuals and brought them to life, told them to rise off the deathbed. And I, when it gets supper time and it's around time to eat, and my wife hadn't made her way to the kitchen yet, it gets to worrying me. Because I know if it gets too late, she's going to come up with that great response, honey, I just really don't feel like cooking. Or, honey, I don't have anything. You know, at 9 o'clock at night's the wrong time to say I don't have anything to eat. She could have thought about that at noon and made preparation. But, you know, I get a little bit worried when there's nothing there, maybe crackers and peanut butter, and that does not make a good meal. But what if I'd have been on the hillside and I watched him take the small lunch, and I might have been close enough. I'd like to think if I would have been there, I'd have been one of those that would have been one of the pushy ones. I wanted to get as close as I could to the Lord. And I wanted to stay right where I could hear what he was saying. And as he talked to the disciples and said, well, what do you have? And they said, nothing. And finally they said, we've got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, all right, make them sit down. Now, I might have beginning to worry a little. I thought, now, you know, I ought to be in first in line. Let me be one of the first to receive, because that can't go very far. We've got 5,000 men here. Look at the great crowd. But as he began to break, and the excitement as that little substance began to suffice the needs of the great multitude, I've got to understand something, and God's showing me things, I guess, more so than ever before, probably because I'm seeking Him more than ever. I want to know more. But I've got to understand that the moves of God are not for right now. God does not bless me necessarily tonight, just for tonight. I've heard people that has left a tremendous message in a service, and they said, well, he was off target tonight. No, that message and that blessing might not have been for right now. God might want you to receive that down the line. And He gave it to you that you might receive that benefit maybe tomorrow or next week or next month. Don't be so quick to shut up Sunday night service and forget about it when you leave the house of God. But be willing to take the move of God and say, God, I'm going to live off that. I'm going to enjoy that for a while. Hallelujah. 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 Those moves that may not be just for the right now. Now, I hadn't really thought about it much. Brother Andrew, I think that I've been in as many or more services that were just good, but didn't have the personal, you know, just to me. I like services when I feel like God just talking to me. I like messages when I can say, now sometimes I hadn't liked when I look at myself and say, that's me they're talking about. But I like it when it comes and I say, seem like God just put everything to me. But it seems like there have been more nights when the service was not directed that night to me. And I'm not going to be silly enough to say it just wasn't anything for me. But I'm going to be able to walk out and say, possibly, maybe, there's something tomorrow that's going to be exactly what I needed. Maybe there was something intended for strength, the blessing today that God's given me may be of strength for tomorrow or the next day or the next day if I take it. Now there, I guess, comes the secret to everything. I know that there have been people in our church, without a doubt in my mind, that God has led for them to be at altars during service nights. And they've not come. And I didn't go armed to say I'm going to shoot them out of a saddle tonight. But as the service began to move on, there wasn't a doubt as the leading of God began to reach out that He was dealing with souls. But because they didn't come doesn't mean we missed it all. They missed it. They failed to take it. They failed to grasp it. The church is still going on. God's Word is still there. But they're the ones that didn't receive it. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord Himself, when He talked to multitudes, every message He preached wasn't, if there was 4,000 people there, it wasn't for the 4,000. That's what He said. He said, to him that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Those are the ones He's talking to. The ones that had their fingers in their ear and said, I don't want to hear what you're saying. I guess He would say, all right, if you don't have ears to hear, if you don't want to listen, then don't heed these words. But that one that's hungry in their soul, I've got something to tell you, and it's life eternal, and that's what it takes to receive. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise the Lord. So He fed the multitude as much as they would, and when it was over, He looked to His disciples, and He said, all right, you go and gather the fragments. Go gather the fragments. Now, I have heard some pretty, I think, good preaching different times upon this subject, and I heard preachers talk about, as they gathered in the crumbs, you know how you do sometimes. You rake through the grass maybe and just gather it together. I've heard that preached. But I don't believe when He was talking about gather the fragments, Brother Burton, I don't think He was talking about the crumbs. I don't like to eat with someone that's a sloppy eater. I get embarrassed to be in restaurants with them. So if you're a sloppy eater, don't invite me out, please. But people that they have more dripping off their chin than they do have going in their mouth. And I've seen that. And I've gone, when you're evangelizing, you have to put up with a lot of stuff. And I've been mortified. Not that I'm so high and mighty, but I guarantee you I don't lay across in the mashed potato bowl or something. But I've seen slops. And they just got it. When they leave, they've got food over everything. There they are. You can tell what they had. Oh, you had strawberry pie tonight. Well, you must have the gift of knowledge or something. No, I can see it all over the front of your shirt. I can tell what you got. And there's some that are just sloppy eaters. They just, I don't know if they weren't trained well or they just don't care or what. But I don't believe that when the Lord said, gather the fragments, that he was saying, James, I'm mortified with these pigs we just fed. You know, they've been sloppy. Look at all the mess that's around here. They've crumbs everywhere. Gather these little bits of crumbs that fell out of the mouth of some of those sloppy eaters and gather those together. That isn't what he's talking about. He wasn't in response to crumbs. He wasn't talking about that fell out of the corner of someone's mouth. I believe that what the Lord was talking about were the broken portions that were touched by the Master's hand but were unused. They were, if you please, leftovers. The verse we read in Mark said they ate as much as they would. He fed them till they could eat nothing else. And I want to say tonight, the blessings of God stop when we get full. When I'm finished, then I can figure on stop eating. But until I'm full, I can gather in what he has. Hallelujah. 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 God doesn't care. We can keep coming back. We can just keep coming back to his table until I'm full. But when I'm full, that's when the breaking stops. That's when it's all over, when I've said I've had enough and I've eaten all I could. And then that's where the Lord had that he broke that was left over. Now, I believe that the God that could say, I'll take 5 loaves and 2 fishes and feed this great multitude, I believe it would be just as well in the realm of possibility to say that that same God could calculate in his mind down to the very last piece that would be required to feed them. I don't have any doubt of that. I had heard a man talking one time about he was trying to put down wine in the Bible, and he said, well, when Jesus turned the water into wine, he said, that's sweet wine or grape juice. And I listened to him, and he laughed. He said, can you imagine? Anybody knows it takes time for that wine to ferment. And it was an immediate response. And I thought, well, my, if he could turn it into grape juice, I guess he could turn it into 100-proof whiskey if he desired to. And the same God that can take 5 loaves and 2 fishes can say, this is the last piece. He could say, here, Andrew, no one else wants one more piece after this. But there's a man down there that wants his last piece. And he could say, that's enough. But that isn't the way God did it. When my Lord finished, he finished. And when they had been fed, he said, my disciples, come here. I want you to gather the fragments, this pile of broken portions that come from my blessing, the portions that I have given. I want you to gather them that nothing be wasted, that nothing be lost. He said, I broke them, and there's a reason I broke them. I had it there, and there's a reason it's there. And now I don't want it left that the birds would come. God's blessing is not to be left to stale and rot and become useless. But God said, there's a reason I do everything. There's a reason I go beyond what is needed for the night. And so he said, here, as you go gather, bring them together. And wasn't it just a coincidence when it was all said and done that there were 12 basketfuls and 12 disciples, 12 tribes? I mean, let's just talk coincidence for a moment. I don't believe there was 1 ounce of accident in the leftover, in the fragments. That word fragment means a whole lot more to me than it's ever meant. And I guess it goes beyond leftovers. It goes beyond just saying what was remained. There was a reason. I believe this. There was a reason that Jesus broke exactly 12 baskets full. And I'm not getting into all the numbers. I've heard people preach all sort of numbers. And I guess I could say it's 12 baskets, 12 tribes is coming in 12 days, Brother Rutledge. I don't know all that's gone. We've heard all that mess. But anyway, nonetheless, there was a reason.
That's right.
There was a reason. Now, the disciples, right after, immediately following the blessing of the loaves and fishes, in Mark it says straightway. In John it says when even was come. after that afternoon miracle, at night, in the evening time, they went into a ship. The Lord sent them out. He said, I'm going to the mountain. You go on, I'll join you later. They didn't question how you're going to join us, where you're going. They just went. But now, stop a moment. Now, I don't know this. I've never heard anybody preach this. This isn't something that someone else gave me, and I thought it sounded good. But I wondered, what happened to the 12 baskets? You know, we're too quick to get what we want out of it and leave something else and say, well, I guess I don't know what happened. But I am under the firm belief that there was a miracle within the miracle. There was a blessing within the blessing. There was a blessing. The multitudes were fed. But I don't think this is all the Lord wanted to do with this miracle. There was another blessing involved and another miracle involved. He was beyond just wanting the multitude to know of His power. But I think, my belief, my feelings, that very possibly, as these disciples made their way on board that ship, each one of them was carrying a basket of broken bread. And if you don't like this, then I'll say to he that hath ears to hear. The rest of you don't have to listen to it. But as they were walking on, every one of them walking on with a basket full of this afternoon's blessing. And as they made their way on the ship, if there was some captain of the ship, it looked awful funny to see 12 men walking on, each of them with a basket that had rounded out with broken bread. You know, what is this, a bakery convention or something? And as they walked on, he said, what y'all got in that basket? One of them spoke up and he said, fragments. Well, what are you going to do with fragments? Now, I don't believe the disciples themselves were completely aware of what they had in their possession. You know, bless God, I've got the Holy Ghost, glory, hallelujah. Sometimes we don't even know all that we have. Well, I'll shout on Sunday and then I'll get discouraged on Monday. We don't know really what we have at times. I've got more than a Sunday night shout. I've got more than just a Wednesday experience. I've got something that God said, I'm not going to leave you. I will encourage you and be with you. Hallelujah. Beyond the present need. Oh, Jesus, move right now for what we need right now. I'm tired of praying that. I'm saying, God, give us what we need, and you know exactly how much to give and what to give beyond. Hallelujah. But as they walked, as they moved, as each of them were moving along, there was a blessing within the basket. You know, they might have been, as they began to sit down and get comfortable in that ship as they were setting out across the water. One of them might have reached over into the basket of fragments and pulled out a piece of bread and began to chew on it. You know, he got a little hungry. The miracle kind of wore off a little. And as he was chewing on that, he looked up and said, you know, that was really some blessing we got today, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was really some blessing that we got a couple hours ago, wasn't it? Oh, as we're sitting around and just talking about how God moved in a mighty way yesterday or the day before. And all the while, when they got hungry, all they had to do was reach in that fragment basket and say, I want a piece of yesterday's miracle. I want a piece of the blessing of God. He gave us a surplus more than what it took to feed us right now. There's a beyond that God will take us. Hallelujah! 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 When I get hungry, where do I go? Oh, I just don't know. I don't think God's ever going to bless me. Hey, you lazy good-for-nothing, open your eyes and look at the basket that He's given you. Open your eyes and receive. Now, there was something every time they reached into that basket and took a bite of that bread. They should have been allowing a thought to race through their mind. The other time they took a bite, it should have been, whew, just think, all this, plus the multitude being fed, came from 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Oh, that just does something to me. That just kind of gets me all excited. I don't understand it, but I know He broke the law of nature. I know the Master took that can only feed a small boy and satisfied beyond the means and the needs of the multitude. And every time they reached in, it should have been a remembrance of that miracle. It should have brought to mind about the Master. We got the blessing of the fragments. Now the multitude received the blessing of being fed right now. But the disciples gained the blessing of saying, they were fed then, I imagine. But they also received the blessing of taking the fragments away with them. Gathering in the fragments and going off with them. And so there it is. We have it. When I'm hungry, I reach in. And I feel with all of my heart, I don't get tired of hearing someone get up and they say, well, if you'll forgive me, I just kind of feel like saying, I know you've heard it, and they stumble around and hem-haw around. Well, what it is I really want to say is, 20 years ago, the Lord healed me of cancer, a heart attack, or healed me of various things. I don't get tired of that. I really don't. I'm telling you the truth. I don't weary myself, because every time they bring that up, they're bringing a basket of fragments of that healing up. And they're passing around and said, are you hungry? Take of a past healing. Are you hungry? Take of a past miracle. Are you weary? Begin to think about the blessings of God, the move of God, the touch of God. Hallelujah. I'm not saying live in the past. I'm not saying that. But I am saying, when you get discouraged, bring out the fragment basket. Bring out the past blessing, the past service, the past move of God. And say, look what God's done for us. Look what God has done for me. Oh, when I get hungry, I can feed on what God has done. I can eat on what the blessings have already been. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 It might have been a while ago. Might have been a year ago or whatever it could be. But it's still what are you going to do with that old stale bread? You might as well throw it out to the birds. Don't you touch that bread. You keep your grimy hands. People that won't come discouraged. I wish Sister So-and-so wouldn't talk about her healing. I wish she just wouldn't say anything. I get tired of hearing it. You take your hands off that fragments of blessings. And you let her go ahead and eat on it a while. You let that hungry soul go out and bring in the fragments. Well, that old stale bread, that happened 20 years ago. In the mind of God, it is still something that is able to bring a blessing to me. If I just bring it out. If I just take hold of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We had a fellowship meeting in our church last night. And I heard several of the preachers get up and testify, talking about how long ago God filled them with the Holy Ghost. If we are wise, this month, it was 20 years ago that God filled me with the Holy Ghost. And if I'm really wise enough to take it into notice, I could have a storehouse of 20 years of fragment baskets. And you know what? In those 20 years, even at my young age, there's been a lot of experiences. Brother Frank, and I know there's going to be, if God tarries, there's going to be a whole lot more experiences. Well, wouldn't it be good that sometimes when those moments of discouragement would sweep in, if I would be wise enough to say, God, I went through something, or you moved in a way, this particular way, several years ago. And I just go into my storehouse and look through all those baskets of past services and say, oh, I found what I was looking for. This is the blessing I needed to remind me that God can bring us through. I've had services and messages that have been preached that at the time that I heard it preached, one in particular, I don't guess I'll ever forget in all of my life. At the time I heard it, I thought, that guy can really preach. That was really good. That wasn't me preaching either. But that guy can really preach. Wasn't that good? And it was just a good sermon. But it just didn't do anything for me for the right now. I was living at home and everything was going good and no problems. If I wanted clothes, at that time all I said was, I need clothes. And, the magic lamp. There it was. They took care of it all. But later on, about 10 years later, when I was completely out on my own, having some problems, just some worries. And I got down to pray and talk to God about it. And God allowed that message to come up in my mind that I heard almost 10 years previous. And before I got up off my knees, I hadn't gone to church as far as being in service. Before I got off my knees that night, I was supposed to preach that night, but I was so down when I went to pray. But she began to bring out that basket of that message. And I sat there and I had lunch. I mean, I ate and relived. And I thought, oh God, that's exactly what I needed. Lord, you're so good to me. I got up that night and I just thought, oh, I don't have a worry in this world. What had happened? I brought out that fragment. And there it was. Now, some don't have the strength to make it through the days. And the reason is, it's not something wrong with the church or the preaching or the way God's moving. But sometimes we get in such a hurry to leave this place or got it all clockwise how it should go, we don't bother to gather fragments when the service is over. People that come around the altar, if there's someone to pray with or no one to pray with, what are they doing? Gathering fragments. This is where it is. This is where they're broken. And I'm coming up. I don't want to be in such a hurry that I forget what God has done. But I want to pick it up. People that never come and pray with any around the altar, you never see them kneeling at altars. Don't pray with anybody unless it's their own children. What does that tell you? That says they're not gathering anything. They're getting the blessing of the loaves and fishes right now. But in a future date, they're going to be able to need to reach out, and they haven't gathered. And I'll say this, and I'm going to close. In Mark, the gospel we read in Mark, it says that it was about 3 to 6 a.m. in the morning. Darkness had come. A storm had come upon them as they were at the sea. We read that they were sore amazed when they saw the Lord walking on the water, and they wondered greatly. And the 52nd verse says, "For they considered not the miracle." And I wonder if it could have been read a little different. Instead of "they were sore amazed," could have been "they got all excited." And all their hearts began to pound because they remembered the miracle. Because they looked at the basket of fragments. Because they recalled what he had just done a couple hours before. There they were when they were hungry, eating out of the blessings of God, but not remembering where the blessing come from. There they were, devouring. Oh, I'm hungry again. Well, here, have another piece of this afternoon's blessing. But they did not consider. There's more to a great move of God than just a momentary excitement. Much more. If that's all it is to me, I'm shallow. And I'm going to forget the miracle when I need the miracle. Disciples, if you want to look to the basket of fragments, you could have said, "I don't understand how it will happen. I don't know all about it." But the same God that took 5 loaves and 2 fishes and fed all of us and gave us the fragments, that same God will take care of us in this hour of need. Hallelujah. He came and he never lost sight of them. He had never lost sight of them. Never were they out of his sight. How far were they from the bank? I don't know. How far out? I don't know. The matter comes down that somewhere between the time they left and the time the storm began to blow so greatly, the Lord had never taken his eyes off of them. He saw them, if it would be a mile, 2 miles, I don't know. But however far they were out in the storm, the scripture said he saw them toiling in rowing. Hallelujah. I'm all alone in this trial. No, you're not. He sees you. He sees you giving it everything you got. What are you going to do? Start eating fragments and look for the master. What am I going to do? Get out the baskets and say the storm's raging, but I'm looking for Jesus. I'm looking for the answer. I'm looking for the victory to come. How it will happen, I don't know. But I know it will. I know he's going to come. Just what I need here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 Thank God, let's stand tonight. Hallelujah!
I'm so glad.
Thank God.
Jesus, me.